So, hello and welcome to FMB Digital Storytelling. Can you just tell us your name and the purpose of your organisation?
It's Dalibel Gunter, and my organisation is called Socialise. It's to make people more socially aware and more sustainable on social media.
Can you give us some examples of your work?
Currently, I'm doing digital assessments for people who just started their own venture. And they want some information or some knowledge on how to get onto social media and digital marketing platforms.
Okay, and how do you go about doing this?
I advertise on social media. I work through recommendations, so people just pass my details on to them.
Cool. What are the best parts or experiences of your work?
I'm my own boss, and I can kind of, the day is up to me really what I do in the day. And obviously the targets are down to me.
Okay. What are the greatest challenges that you face in your work?
That I'm alone, well, I work on my own. Can sometimes get a bit isolated, that there's no one to bounce ideas off.
Okay. What challenges does your organisation face?
Digital media or digital marketing is quite new-ish, so a lot of people are doing the same thing. It's about being different and standing out.
Okay, and how best can you address these challenges, and what have you been doing about them?
I've tried to be different and quirky, but also not just relying on social media, going out there and doing things and meeting people in real life.
Okay. Have you ever faced any issues regarding your work, and were they due to legal or social reasons?
Obviously, competition, people copying your ideas, you just got to try and make them different.
Okay. Is there any awareness about this problem?
Yes, charities, organisations won't really do social media, but they're the ones that need to be on there, because that's where everybody's going. It's digital revolution. You need to be on social media and don't need to be, but have a digital presence nowadays.
Okay. And what do you think about who should be handling this problem? Do you think governments, organisations or individuals should be doing it themselves? Or?
I think individuals, but I am a firm believer of being sustainable. So obviously not relying on funding, try and be sustainable yourself. It's about making money, and that's what social entrepreneurship is, as well as helping the society as well.
And what else can you tell us about your work or organisation?
It's new, and there's something that I've got planned. Hopefully I'm going to teach young people how to use social media. Well, they're going to teach older generation, and then maybe children that are in trouble and not had a great start in life.
And how can people get to know more about your organisation, such as contact, social media or newsletters, etc.?
Yeah, info@socialise.co.uk. It's social, then a dash ISE. On Twitter it's socialise80, and on Instagram it's socialise80 as well.
Okay. Is there any other further comments you'd like to make before we finish up?
No.
Okay, marvellous one. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.